and Kathy Dawes now, along with Laura Yetch, and she's a Kansas State University Dean of Libraries. Boy, some exciting news coming out this past week, and I know a huge gift coming to the K-State Libraries has to make you feel pretty good, Lori.
It does. We are very excited to have received a $3 million lead gift for a project that we have in the works to renovate the first floor of Hale Library. The gift came from Dave and Ellie Everett, who are loyal K-State alums, and we're looking for a project that would benefit all students, and certainly a gift to the library benefits everyone. So we are really grateful for this gift. It's towards a $6.5 million goal to do this renovation, so it gets us a long way towards meeting our goal and being able to realize that project.
And maybe some of the plans that you have for this gift and how it will be used and the renovations.
Right.
I know we've been hearing about that, but...
Right. It's, you know, Kathy, the internet has been transformative in our world, and in the library world, certainly it has been transformative in a way that I don't think I ever would have anticipated when I became a librarian 35 years ago. All of our major information resources are now coming electronically. It gives us an opportunity to think differently about how we use our space. Libraries, when Hale was built and opened in 1997, was really built as a way to house collections as well as some study space for students. But we now have the opportunity to relocate those collections to a facility we have out by the airport, so we can take low-used collections, put them out there, and it opens up a lot more study space for students. We're short of study space by national standards for libraries. So one thing that this renovation will do is give us a lot of additional space and different types of space for students, including group study space. We are one of the only, if not the only, Big 12 library that doesn't have group study space for our students.
And group study space, and we have a lot of students here at the radio station. They're always talking, I'm at my group meeting tonight. I mean, there's a lot of that goes on. What does that really mean when they have a space like that? What are some of the different things you'd be able to offer them after this renovation?
What we'll be able to offer them is some high-tech environments in which they can work in groups. You're right, students do more and more group work now because that's the way they are going to work when they go out into employment after they graduate. A lot of business and industry requires people to work in teams now. So to replicate that, a lot of coursework now requires teamwork. The group study rooms that we're developing for this project will have high-end technology, whiteboards, the ability to display things on a screen, ability to communicate with others. So a small group could bring in someone to consult with them on their project. They could talk to a class of students at another university across the country or around the world.
And there's no doubt libraries no longer are just all about books. I mean, I love books, don't get me wrong. Always will, always have. But it's a lot more than that these days.
It certainly is, and I'm a book lover too, and we will always have books. I know people are concerned about that, and I want to assure them we'll always have books. But it's true that the vast proportion of our collection now is electronic, and the beauty of that is that you can use it anywhere. Students can, of course, use those materials and access them in the library, but they can be on campus or at home and access them electronically through a tablet, through their telephone. It's really a different way of providing access to library materials.
And we're going a lot more to digital textbooks. Hopefully saving a little bit of money for some of those students out there. I don't know.
Right. One of the projects that really caught the eye of Dave Everett, the donor in this project, is our Open Alternative Textbook Initiative. This is a project that library partners with other library or university faculty to provide small grants to faculty to transition textbooks for their courses into what we call an open environment, which means that it doesn't cost the student anything to use that textbook. So it's a big money saver. We're just, I'm on the cusp of getting a report that tells me how much we saved students last year through that project, and it will be, I think, somewhere between $1 and $2 million.
It's interesting, you know, looking back at Dave and Ellie Everett and sort of their background, because I noticed that Dave, of course, industrial engineering graduate, and Ellie was with clothing and textiles, but apparently have a great love for the library system.
Well, they do, and they have a great love for K-State. I think they have always looked for projects that have benefited, had a wide benefit to the university, and got attracted to this one, I think, for that same reason. They recognize the library as a critical partner in student success, and they highly value that aspect of a good K-State education.
You know, it's so nice to be able to sit here and talk to you about this gift. I know it seems like within the last year, one other time you were in here, it was a little more doom and gloom with the hour reduction and some of the changes you had to make that way, and just kind of how that's going for you right now.
Yeah, we still have our hours reduced this year, but one of my goals with the renovation of the first floor and when we open that floor is that we'll be able to resume our 24-hour schedule. So that's another thing that I know students will be really, really happy about, and we will too. We feel sad that we can't do that for students right now, but it is a budgetary problem for us to be able to fund that at the moment.
I'm sure welcome news, and you know, we're talking about all the group meetings that students do. I don't know if they'll do it all hours of the night, but it's nice to have that opportunity maybe to go a little bit later if it works into their schedules better.
Right, absolutely.
Well, any other changes at the library that we need to talk about? I mean, I know that there's always different things going on there, and you know, as you say, it's your place for collections too. Maybe the latest on that.
We've got some interesting things coming up. In fact, we've got a wonderful exhibit right now on the Chisholm Trail related to the 105th anniversary of the Chisholm Trail. On the 28th of September, we have a speaker coming who's an expert on black cowboys in the West, and he's going to be doing a wonderful presentation on black cowboys in the Chisholm Trail. So that's something that people can look forward to.
And your numbers continue to be good at the library, a lot of people using it for a variety of reasons.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We have about 10,000 people come in and out of the library every week once the school year starts. It's kind of funny because on Friday before the semester started, the place is quiet, and Monday morning it's just booming. It is very exciting for us to see the students come back and make immediate use of the library, you know, for things just like getting our schedules together and looking for textbooks. The other textbook project we have going on is called the Textbook Affordability Project, and we are using some funds to purchase copies of textbooks and putting them on reserve in the library, which means that a student can come in and request that textbook, loan it out for a couple of hours, maybe scan a chapter or two that they need to read for their class, and then turn it back in. So it's another way that students don't have to actually purchase a textbook.
And a reminder to listeners, 5-3-7-13-50 in the remaining time that we have with Lori. Of course, you just, the summer months, I mean, people always think not much goes on, but I know there's perhaps some different maintenance things that happen. And
right. Summer is our time to catch up, to shampoo the carpets and do some painting and get things ready for the fall. We can't do that when the students are in the building. It's just too disruptive, and we want to give them the kind of study environment they need, whether it's a group environment or a quiet corner in which to study. So summer's our catch-up time.
Well, back to the renovation. Kind of walk through us, if you have an idea, what it will look like when they enter, what the differences will be. I mean, say you're giving me a tour. What will I see?
Well, one of the most exciting things you'll see, for those listeners who are familiar with Hale Library, you'll know that our first floor entrance, what we call the Sunflower entrance, gets you into the building, but it doesn't get you actually into the library proper. You walk in that entrance and you look through windows and you see the library, but you can't get there from here.
Kind of confusing, actually.
It is. I just saw a freshman student this week. I happened to walk past those windows and I looked out. She was just standing kind of in a daze trying to figure out which way to go. We're going to open that entrance. So you'll be able to walk directly into the first floor. You'll walk in and you'll see a cafe. You'll see a brand new exhibit space for our special collections and university archives. You will see group study, what I like to call kind of jewel boxes, sprinkled throughout the floor. We're also developing what we're calling a partner space, and that's a space where math tutors, the Writing Center, the Career Center, PowerCat Financial Services, and other student services can come and provide sort of office hours in the library. to bring those services to where students are rather than students having to go out to those services.
I like the cafe idea, too.
Yeah, we have a cafe right now. We have an Einstein's Bagel Brothers in the library, and they're going to be able to relocate to a more prominent spot as a result of this renovation.
You've got to have that fuel to give you, you know.
That's right. We seem to have an unending appetite for caffeine on campus.
So. What's the time frame involved now, Lori, with this gift?
Well, we've got $3.5 million left to raise, and we're going to work very hard on that over the rest of this academic year. And our goal is hopefully to have reached that amount by May and be able to begin the renovation and hopefully complete it over next summer.
Fundraising, anything special planned yet, or just kind of putting some of those things together?
We have a couple things planned. We have a private event coming up at the end of September. And then on November 3rd, our Friends of the Library are hosting an event called Hail of a Time. And that will be funds raised that will go towards this project.
I love that. That sounds great. Now, staffing-wise, I mean, you mentioned the hours might be changing once things get in place, but full staff, or how are you doing that way this year?
Yeah, right now we're not at full staff. We're down a number of positions, but we're working to rebuild our numbers slowly but surely.
And, I mean, types of folks that you're looking for, that kind of thing?
It's a variety of things. Librarians, professional librarians, but also support staff in a number of areas. We're doing so much more in the digital arena that we're looking for people with some skill sets there, and also public service people, people who can are good at interacting with students and instructing them on how to use library resources.
Dave, you had something to add?
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Great.
Good, good. Had a question from a caller who asked if the presentation that you're hosting on the 28th, is that at the library?
Yes, it's in the Hemisphere Room.
And is it open to the public?
It's open to the public. It's at, I should have checked and confirm the time before I rolled in here, but I believe it's at either 3:30 or 4 o'clock. We'll make sure that information gets
I'll
out.
I'll get that here in a little bit.
Well, yeah. I'm trying to look it up online, too. I'm guessing it would be there somewhere. But
You talk about your stuff. I'll look that up.
Okay, good.
Great,
well, let's
thanks.
Let's handle that aspect then. But anything else you kind of want folks to know about? I mean, as you mentioned, you've got fundraising going on, ways that people can help you out maybe that way.
Well, certainly, if you have any interest in this project, if it sounds appealing to you, I'd invite you to contact me. You can reach me at K-State. My email is lgetch, it's lgoetsch, at ksu.edu. Or you can give me a call at 532-7492, and I'd be happy to talk you through the project a little more and give you an idea, show you a floor plan of what we're talking about doing. We expect to start working with the architects at the end of September, so we'll be pretty soon here fleshing out more details about what the project is going to actually look like.
That's going to be a big job for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm really excited about it. I love doing facilities work and seeing a concept on paper come to reality. So it'll be a real treat.
And, it's interesting, too, when you get a gift such as this nature. I would think it kind of breathes whole new life into fundraising to an extent.
It does. It does. And the efforts have just been delightful people to work with and are really committed to helping us raise the rest of the funds for this project.
Very good. Any luck over there, Dave? Are you
it's
still looking?
It's on the 28th, right?
Yes.
Is that the one you talked about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the event was what?
It's Black Cowboys and the Chisholm Trail.
Not seeing that here. Other than as part of, let me look into that Chisholm Trail aspect that you had here.
Which is fascinating, by the way, for anybody that doesn't know about that.
We have a wonderful exhibit right now that has
and that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, a pair of buffalo fur chaps from someone who rode the Chisholm Trail that are on loan to us from a museum in Kansas City, and they are really quite something to see. So I'd invite people to come up and check out that exhibit.
I've always envied you your job because there's always something new and different, and I'm sure you learn as you go along too with
some of
these things.
I do. I have learned a lot. As I said, it's not the library that I learned about when I went to library school. So you have to continuously learn and continuously evolve. I've got great staff who stay on top of the profession on a daily basis, who know things that are much more cutting edge than what I know anymore, but they do a great job of that.
All the social media and everything you have to keep up with, I've kind of found the same thing in my world too. You just have to keep up with every aspect of that. So
yeah,
not
we've
finding
got
anything on the 28th.
Okay, I'll call it into you guys, and
we'll get it
back on the air or on the website.
We'll figure out a way to do that. Again, it's been a pleasure to have with us Dean Lori Getch. And, of course, she's a Dean of Libraries, Kansas State University. Been a pleasure. You've been listening to In Focus.